Now y'all ready to have some fun? I said y'all ready to have some fun? All right then, make some noise for your boys from Jacksonville, Florida. Alligator's own, Mr. J.J. Gray and Mo Fro.
About to die, step at home. There's a war. flies by night. She was my princess, I was a knight. But her daddy didn't like me.
Blossoms. This is a song of, but we want to bring out a special friend, a good friend for a long time, many years now. Mr. Cody Dickinson, if he's around, we're going to get him up here. It's a little song called I Believe in Everything, y'all. Running backward to a bee when it stings.
childhood imagination. And my salvation, one cloud in a time. Yes, I'm dreaming. Let me look upon her one more time. It's beauty that I'm looking. Ooh, she's wild. I believe
Happy birthday, JJ.
Mr. Cody Dickinson, y'all, can play anything. Thank you. Myself on the right with your hands. All them
whisper in my ear. If you ain't gonna make your attention, make them crystal clear. Cause every second is another whole and opportunity slipping on by. Another chance, not another change. Baby, for me to make it all right. So when move it on over to the high side. When you don't give a damn, if you ain't been taught some manners, boy, then she's bound to smack your hand. So you gotta do it all over, do it all over to the high side.
Thank you.
tonight. It's a good looking crowd. Again, Charlotte coming through in the clutch. Y'all are clutch. Hell yeah. We gonna keep coming back every time. This song here is all about Bill Cosby. When I was young, Bill Cosby, I saw a comedy thing he did one time. When he talked about how men figure out a way out of getting to have to do something. They act like they don't know what they're doing. And they know sooner or later, like he said, somebody will come and stop him. Then he can go back to watching the ball game and the problem will get taken care of some other way. But that's a little trick that men pull. But women have their own tricks, have their own smart. And this very nightclub we are standing in, this venue here, is one of them. See? Sneaky, yeah, but men want women to be sneaky. I don't know if women want men to be sneaky, though. A little double standard. The point being is that women invented alcohol, not men. Women invented soft lighting. Everybody thought men did, you know. Women invented, this is on my mind too, but right now this is on my mind. It's hard to get out of my mind, I live right down the road. So anyhow, what happens is, men don't need booze. Maybe a little bit just to get up some courage, you know. Women, on the other hand, they need something far more, I don't want to say sinister. They need something that, an excuse. See, men don't care who they go home with tonight. And if it gets late enough, ladies ain't gonna care who they go home with either. The difference is the man the next day, he will brag about it. No matter who it was, no matter what it was, he's gonna tell everybody. He can't wait to tell everybody about it. Women, on the other hand, ain't gonna tell nobody shit. So what happens is, women know that somebody's gonna see him leave the club with a specific gentleman. And then, the next day when their girlfriend calls them and says, what was you doing last night? Who did you leave? Oh, I didn't leave. No, I saw you leave with such and such. I was drunk. I would have never done that had I been sober. So men, keep buying alcohol because the ladies want you to so they can have an excuse. It ain't that they get that drunk that they can't, women are always in control. It's that they got the excuse the next day. I was drunk. Let them move it, you know, say.
Move it on over to the high side. Moving on over to the high sky. Moving on over to the high sky.
Thank you.
tell her she believes what I do. Many times I've spoken my own, but somehow still believe. Lover, she don't know how much I love her.
You fall, the high.
climb, the further you fall. The higher you 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 climb, for the further you fall.
Thank y'all, yeah. That last song was about my father and a relationship in my family. About how grown men need to get in a grown man's ass every now and then. The song is about another grown man. It's about my grandfather, who used to take me down to this place. Just north of Ocala, just southeast of Gainesville. Right off Highway 301, a little lake. Actually, it's a big lake, really. A little town and a big lake called Lake Lucy. Connected to a bigger lake called Lake Orange by a little place called Cross Creek. If you're ever down that way, go on down to Cross Creek. Go down there on a weekend. Go see Mr. Willie Green play real deal Florida blues right there at the Yearling Restaurant. A big influence and a good friend. But I actually wrote this song in London, England. I'd been away from home for quite a while at that point. And at the time when I left, I didn't really care about home, you know. But when I got over there and I got homesick, I realized a few things. So I wrote this song knowing, you know, that when I go home, it's gonna be there. But when I got home, home was gone. too good to pass up right there.
Homesick, but it's
alright.
Life is on my mind. She's on my mind. It's 10,000 degrees in the shade. Lord, I must know how much I love you. Every mosquito, every rattlesnake, every canebrake, everything. Oh. Go harder still, you know, falling a bit.
Actually, y'all sound great.
Walking on eggshells, we've been walking on eggshells. We've been walking on eggshells.
Jook House. It's off the Blackwater album. Dedicated, motivated, and inspired by a place called KD's Night Limit in Ballin, Florida. My dad called me the other day and said, guess what? Last night, Sunday night at KD's Night Limit, 4 people got shot. But nobody died. Everybody got shot in the foot. I think somebody got drunk and started trying to make somebody dance around and got shot. Nobody got shot. I don't think anybody even went to jail. But KD's. That aside, KD's is a great place to be if you're ever in Ballin, stop by. Don't be afraid. Because that's where I learned all this kind of music.
We gotta go down forever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Going down to Louisiana, gonna get me a mojo to hang.
Jeff and Kelly right over there for cooking up some sick food for us today. Thank you very much, guys. We really appreciate it. All right, y'all, you want some more? You want some more? Let them know.
Where did all the bad guys go?
1976, my dad officially had made it as a Southern gentleman. He had acquired finally a champagne pink, this is no bullshit, a champagne pink with a burgundy top, Lincoln Continental, brand spanking new, 1976. He had moved us out of an asbestos shingle-sided house when I was a real little young man, and into a brick home, and now had a champagne pink Lincoln Continental. He had made it as a grown man. He was a grown man before that. But one thing Daddy never did was cuss in front of the youngins. And he never cussed in front of Mama, and damn sure never cussed in front of Granny. And Daddy never slipped up, but every now and again I'd catch him, I'd ask the wrong question, and I'd get a little something, something. But I remember one time he said something that is the inspiration for this song, that my mama, Daddy would not want to know if Mama found out. We were downtown in Jacksonville, Florida. Back then they didn't have malls. They had Sears and Roebuck downtown. Me and my daddy went down there. We had stopped at a red light. I was minding my own business, could barely see above the dashboard. You know, this car sat low. And a lady walked across the street right in front of the car. And I didn't know shit, you know, I was just a kid. What do I know? I don't know nothing about no lady. Daddy looked at her and said, "Good God, Lord have mercy." And I was like, and Daddy said, "Woman got an ass like an army mule." And I was like, man, that must suck. You know, get it out of here. See, I didn't know that that was an ultimate compliment. Luckily, I didn't go home and ask Mom, "Mama, Daddy said a lady had an ass like an army mule. What does that mean?" Because I was that kind of kid, that dumb. Anyhow, it stuck with me all these years. And thank God my mom and daddy don't listen to none of these shows on tape. And thank God nobody knows how to get my mom and daddy a tape anyway. My daddy would say, "Boy, I ain't never saying shit in front of you again. You're going to tell the whole world what I said when you were 10 years old. And by the way, I didn't tear your ass up for stealing a pork chop off my plate." Yeah, I've heard that 100 times. Well, I still got my ass tore up at the table for smacking. Don't smack in no Southern household. So this little song is called On Fire. It's a tribute to my father and to the lady folks in the house. And I know y'all know down here in North Carolina, or up here from Florida, ain't no ladies around here got no problem with an arm, ass like an army mule. Yeah. Yes. but she had a ass as thick as an Amen mule. She asked out for a drink, just the fact those eyes we always reaching for our wallets. Man, she's alive. She's on fire. She's on fire. Lord, that girl is smoking on fire. Light up.
thank y'all for coming out here tonight. Thank y'all.
say that every single night. But we've been blessed and fortunate. We've always had cool people, but y'all, yeah. Y'all bob when you're supposed to, you weave when you're supposed to. You know what to do. Every single time you need to do it, you do it. It's like y'all are part of the band, y'all are part of the plan, y'all are part of the whole thing, man. That's what it's all about. That's what every musician alive, sure they did it for the girls, but they really want to get on stage and get to play to people like y'all. So thank y'all so much for coming down here tonight. I'll tell you what, man. Any of y'all got to go to work tomorrow, fuck it. Just show up. I've always done on Friday anyway, just show up. Monday I'll show up ready, but Friday I ain't showing up ready for shit, except to get out of there and get home for Saturday and Friday night. Thank you.
slow walking, a lot of sad things. I'm the one that memory to go south.
Thank you, Charlotte. He already said it, so I know I'm not gonna get in trouble, but how about real quick on the count of three, happy birthday, JJ. You ready? One, two, three. Thank you all, see you next time.
Got me a hand.